All this week, we're investigating civility and what role it plays in our community. Today, we're considering the news media. What role do or should journalists play in encouraging civil discourse? And what's the state of civility in terms of how journalists themselves are treated? Let's tackle that one first by taking a step back and looking through a national lens. We talked to Dan Shelley, executive director of the RTDNA, the Radio Television Digital News Association. He's originally from Springfield.
We advocate on behalf of the First Amendment and press freedom. We also provide continuing education and professional development for our members and others in the industry.
Shelley says there's always been a segment of the U.S. population that has disliked the news media, but those sentiments and the anti-news media rhetoric began to escalate during the 2016 presidential election, he said. As a result, the RTDNA created the First Amendment Task Force.
We formed the task force early this year because this phenomenon of the most dishonest people in the room from one of the major presidential candidates. These people are disgusting. The fake news, the enemy of the American people rhetoric. Originally, that targeted only the national news media, but particularly since Inauguration Day here in 2017, that started to filter down to the local level.
Newsrooms are seeing an increase in harassment and assault, Shelley said. So a noticeable decrease in civility. The First Amendment guarantees that we journalists have the right to print and broadcast the facts of the day, but it does not guarantee us the trust of the public. That trust, like in any relationship, must be earned and maintained. And one thing that Shelley thinks would help repair that relationship is transparency on how we as journalists do our jobs.
All over the country, every single day, there are reports that come out in local TV, local radio, on local digital news outlets that expose a problem or expose corruption or shine light on a situation that otherwise the public wouldn't have known about. And those stories serve as catalysts that lead to positive change in those communities. And we've got to do a better job as journalists in highlighting those situations.
For example, he says news directors and general managers can go on air themselves or do editorials or commentaries explaining their news philosophies. They should detail how they report on sensitive stories and why they took certain steps. Dr. Deborah Larson teaches journalism at Missouri State University. She feels the incivility shown to journalists is trickling down from the top.
People in the highest power of the country, the President of the United States, saying that the press is the enemy of the people, that is a problem.
Larson recommends that journalists take a step back from reporting on the rhetoric itself and dive headfirst into reporting on the nuts and bolts of the laws and policies these elected leaders are debating. Dr. Andy Klein also teaches journalism at Missouri State. I asked him if he feels it's the responsibility of journalists to encourage and promote civility and civil discourse.
I do not think that that is journalism's responsibility. In fact, I think journalists individually and news organizations ought to stay completely out of it.
There is a long-established set of controls in the field of journalism that attempts to guarantee a certain type of discourse, and it generally is civil, Klein said.
Here's the problem, though, and why I say that I don't think that journalists individually or news organizations should be involved in this kind of push for civil discourse. And that is precisely because most of the time, calls for civil discourse come from power directed at people with no power.
In other words, he says people in power try to protect the status quo by proscribing certain types of discourse. For example, authorities told Martin Luther King Jr. to ratchet down his protests and just be more patient. I asked Dr. Klein to assess the Springfield news media in terms of approaching stories and civility.
I think the news media in this town could stand to be a whole lot more aggressive. and in a way that might be defined by power as uncivil.
Sorry, did you say they could be a whole lot more progressive or aggressive with an A?
Could be a whole lot more aggressive.
He characterizes Springfield as a conflict-averse community and says the status quo could use a little more shaking up, including by the local press. I'm Jennifer Moore.